BroCon Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
We're in the home stretch now, Ro. We've all had a lot of anxiety about this election. And it's, you know, it's tomorrow's election day, so it's over one way or another.
Oh,
hopefully.
God.
Hopefully. Hopefully. I guess I should say hopefully.
That sounded real optimistic.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Now, Rick Pearson is here from the Chicago Tribune. I have a lot of people are all worried about the Trump-Hillary thing. But really, that doesn't really affect us other than, the fact that a bunch of people are going to leave the country, right? One way or the other. So, I mean, that's what it really comes down to. But there's local stuff that actually does get. Can you explain something to me before
sure.
we go any further here? Mm-hmm. Because I think people are going to show up tomorrow if they haven't already voted. They're going to show up and they're going to start looking and they're going to make a decision about something that they have seen that maybe they don't understand what it is, but they're going to feel compelled to vote on it, which is there's this referendum on the Rhodes money.
The top of the ballot.
Yeah.
The very top of the ballot.
It's the first thing that we vote on in Illinois?
Even before any of the candidates.
All right. Now, explain what that is and what a yes means and a no means.
Okay. So this is a proposal that's been pushed by mainly the road construction industry.
Road builders.
And the unions.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is, remember the great Al Gore lockbox with Social Security? This would create a lockbox for transportation funding. And basically say that money that's generated for transportation-related purposes cannot be used for non-transportation purposes.
So that's gas tax and tolls,
licensing fees, all of
license
that.
Plate fees. And in the past, they would skim some money from the state's road construction fund mm-hmm. and kind of use it to patch some other holes in the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the altruistic goal. That having been said, there's a lot of concerns about the way that this amendment was written. It was passed by the General Assembly overwhelmingly to be placed on the ballot. There are a lot of questions about the way it's written, and it raises some questions.
Because road builders are gigantic contributors to Springfield.
Well, and so are the unions.
Right.
So, I mean, but...
But where does... Now, what does Madigan want, and what does Rauner want on this?
Well...
Aren't they together on this one?
This one got virtually no opposition through the General Assembly. So if there was the Republicans were one way and the Democrats were the other, you would have seen the split, and it may not have gotten to this point on the ballot. That having been said, the amendment is not very tightly worded. So there's questions like when you buy a gallon of gas, mm-hmm. you pay sales tax on that. Now, is that mm-hmm. a gasoline-related... Is that money that should go to the roads, or is it go to the general sales tax fund?
Because there's a sales tax, and then there's a gas tax.
Gas tax
which
itself.
Is separate.
Correct. So,
that the gas tax money, which is earmarked for roads, would go to the roads.
In theory. But that's
in theory, it does anyway. It just goes into a general. Now, you see, let me just. Now, Rick Pearson. Now, I spent a lot of time in this past state.
Yes.
And why I'm
talking this South Carolina accent.
A Louisiana accent. Oh. Louisiana accent.
I was thinking that's more south of Carbondelet, you know?
Carbondelet, yes, it is, sort of. I would say that I've seen this, initiatives like this, when enacted, absolutely fly in the face of. They have a bunch of unintended consequences.
And that's some of the concern here.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you say, all right, we can only use this money for road building, and let's say that we're flat broke in the schools or flat broke in something else, and where they do, rob Peter to pay Paul in state government. And people are like, well, we want to be done with that. Okay, you do until your school closes.
Well, or do you start a trend? Now do you have a lockbox for education money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody always asked about the lottery tickets
money.
And things like that. Do you create these individual lockboxes?
Illinois General Assembly, I think the lottery started in this state in the early 1970s, right? So 73, 74, something like that. When that happened, it was all earmarked for education. Historically, I have studied this. It was designed because I remember as a kid, I was like 8 years old or something, and we got a lottery ticket at home that would have paid like $50, and we mm-hmm. thought we were going to be ginormously rich if we won this lottery, and then it obviously grew from just being this daily pick three to this gigantic,
sure.
Thing it is.
Right.
But the idea was that it was $600 million that it was supposed to raise, and that money would go directly into the Illinois Education Fund. That's how it was sold.
Correct.
$600 million. And that's a 1970-something dollars, so that's a lot of dough. Problem here is it took them exactly 1 hour after they started receiving that money not to use it on education. And that does make people upset. It does get you to a point where you're like, well, I can't trust anything that they're actually going to do. But that doesn't affect the average citizen. What it affects is, are the road builders who are bidding a project, or the unions who are going to employ the people on that project, or whatever it happens to be. And I think that that's another bit of a disconnect between what the individual voter concern may be versus how the government behaves.
Sure. And you know, with the lottery, it was, the money did go to the common school fund, but then the state
took the money out of the common school
fund. Well, they just didn't give it enough to make up for it. It was not an addition to, it became a substitution for it. But you do have this issue of unintended consequences with this amendment. For example, there's money that goes to the Department of Natural Resources that's part of the road fund and is taking care of parks, or money going to parks, you know, where does that fit in? One of the arguments is, well, there's roads in parks. Okay. There's things, you know, there has typically been police funding out of the Illinois Road Fund.
Right. Well, state police, for sure.
So is there, you know, is there a nexus there? So all kinds of issues that are kind of uncertain territory in this thing.
Well, now, who was this person who brought all this to be? Who was asking for this? Who's a troublemaker?
Well, this was a combination, as I said. It was the two powerful special interests.
Why now, though?
Because of the way they have seen, when the lack of a state budget, how when Springfield is desperate, they sweep up money from dedicated funds for other purposes. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest funds to sweep from is the Illinois Road Fund.
I don't understand how this one makes it to the top of the ballot, as you say, and things like redrawing the district lines so that they actually make sense for our representatives, and term limits and things like that that never make it. You know, you never see those things on the ballot, and yet this comes up.
Well, this wasn't easy.
Because everybody's
backing that issue that's a supportive special interest.
Is there polling on this?
I don't believe there is, but the fact is people who are opposed, and there's been various groups, and but they're not in any kind of organized, there's no organized
some
opposition
advertising
to it.
Against it.
But it's very limited.
But
most
a lot
of the advertising is pro.
All right. So it's probably going to win. I don't know if I like it. I don't think I'm going to vote for it.
I think it may.
I'm not going to get a road contract.
I think it'd be great for the lawyers, because I think it's going to be litigated for quite some
time. Oh, well, then I'm for it.
Oh, God. What do you mean you're for
I need Mike Monaco to get more money. I need him to get another case.
That one's a confusing one, I think. It really is. How to know where to stand. It's the first thing you're going to see when you.
Correct. Before you even get to the candidates you want to vote for or against.
Right. Mm. And there's some other Illinois statewide things that are of interest. There's the comptroller, which, again, nobody knows what that person does.
And it's a special two-year election. Leslie Munger was appointed by Governor Rauner after Judy Bar Topinka's death shortly before the inauguration. Democrats still held control, and so they passed this thing for a two-year, make it a two-year special election. And so this is really the top of the proxy war between Rauner and Madigan, is the fight between Leslie Munger and Susana Mendoza, the Chicago City Clerk, who was a former state representative Democrat under Madigan's caucus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is kind of one where political junkies are viewing it, because it's still kind of low profile, and nobody knows what a comptroller does, which is basically it's a part of the check processing system.
I do like when these two, though, the all the negative ads about each other, and everybody's like, who, what?
Right.
They do, why do I have to care about Leslie Munger?
It's so ugly, and so much money's been spent, and you're right.
It's
I did get a mailing, though, that Leslie Munger's family, and it looked like a Brooks Brothers L.L. Bean, like, picture of, they were all sitting there.
Like
in Winnetka or Hinsdale or something like that. And they're all, like, they're about to, they just came from Sunday brunch, and they're on their way to writing lessons is what it looked like. It was like, who are these people?
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Is the P silent in comptroller?
It's comptroller.
With a P.
Yes.
Now, some people pronounce it controller.
As an N.
Yeah.
There is no N in comptroller.
Right, but they pronounce it as controller.
Right, and in some states, that's what they call the job.
Yeah, the controller.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
it clears it up.
There's your lesson for today.
Thank you. Rick, we're also seeing record number of voters coming in early to vote in Illinois, record numbers of registered voters in our state, and also neighboring states. What do you make of all that? Just the interest in this election? I mean,
I wonder, too, if there's a dichotomy, because we're obviously hearing about the record number of people that are early voting in this state. And mm-hmm. one factor to remember is that we expanded the number of days you could early vote tremendously this year. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, and you know, I went by the Chicago Board of Elections super voting station, and the line was all the way in the loop. Yeah, it was all the way down to going on Dearborn.
I think those are people waiting for Javi Baez's autograph at Macy's.
That's what I wondered. I actually looked to see if the line stretched
across
State Street.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it was too. I was curious myself about mm-hmm. that. But the question is whether this is a sign of enthusiasm, something we've talked about, whether there's an enthusiasm deficit in this election. Is it a sign of enthusiasm, or is it just, here again, a substitution for what people would turn out on Tuesday? And whether it truly is any kind of sign of turnout.
Well, but we've had this, though, a couple of cycles.
But not for this long a period.
Right, but we've never seen lines like this before. I mean, at this stage, in my recollection. And I think nationally, too, you're not seeing lines like this.
But again, it's a hard statistic to compare, because we didn't used to have early voting on the day before the election day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but even there were lines over the weekend.
Yes.
There were
yes.
people in lines late last week. I have a friend who voted like 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and she got in, she got out.
Right.
Easy.
Right.
But then I have another friend who tried to go over the weekend and was like, I had to walk away.
Right. Right.
You know, it was too much.
No, I mean, you know, we're looking at, I believe, over 1.2 million people have already voted, more than 8 million people registered. And, of course, we do have registration now this year, too, that same day registration.
I have, I track this every year that mm-hmm. I've been working and voting, is I go to the polling place around the same period of time, and I see if I'm...
See what number.
What number I am in the machine.
You know, interesting.
To see where if I'm over 100, under 100. And generally, I'm under 100 around noon. Because
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, people in the morning, you know, I'll bet you that tomorrow, I'll bet you I have to wait, which I've never had to do before. And then beyond that, I'll bet you there'll be some big numbers. I mean, even though Illinois is, I think, going to be reliably Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
But, I mean, how did all of a sudden Michigan start to get in question, right? How does Texas today? They're talking about Texas maybe not as bright red as they thought it was going to be. Well, how could that possibly?
Yeah, I still don't think you're going to see Hillary Clinton campaigning in Texas in the final
hours. Yeah, but Barack Obama
here.
Was in Michigan today.
Well, right, and I mean, part of this too is there's the inevitable tightening of polls.
Sure,
and it doesn't matter who's running. You know, the names don't matter, the positions don't matter. There's inevitable tightening. Part of this is a defensive posture.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is I think that most of people are voting on a defensive posture as opposed to an offensive posture, which then that makes the whole thing offensive.
Well, the candidates are offensive enough.
That's very true. Thank you very much.
Wait, I know you have to go. We have a lot of texters saying, is it Tribune editorial board suggesting to vote for the Safe Roads Amendment or not?
Is there
any stance on that from the paper?
I wouldn't pay attention to what they put out,
after
period.
The Gary Johnson?
I'm sorry to say that in front of you, Rick.
Actually,
do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the
right.
answer.
We'll find out.
The editorial board does its own thing.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah, clearly.
I didn't know.
All right, Violetta Potter-Medics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.